This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. McDonough District Hospital in Macomb says it received 205 doses of the COVID-19 vaccine this week, and like other hospitals across the U.S., it's finding an extra dose in many of the vials. MDH Chief Nursing Officer Wanda Foster says with the arrival of the vaccine, she can see the light at the end of the tunnel regarding the pandemic.
It is wonderful. It's just such a great step forward. We don't want to let our guard down in any way. We know that we're in it for the long haul as far as the social distancing and wearing our masks and hand washing and hand hygiene. But, you know, this is the step that needed to happen that hopefully will help us as a country turn the corner. It's still going to be a while, but this was a pivotal point.
I'm sure there are some people who are reluctant to take this vaccine or are flat out opposed to it. What message would you have for them?
We are going to be putting actually out some PSA press releases and just encourage them to read the science about it, not necessarily the Facebook postings about it, but to really think hard about taking this for themselves and for our community. If they have questions, talk with their primary care provider if it's right for them to take it, because the more herd immunity that we can establish, the better that will be for all of us.
What about the hospital? Are you filled with COVID patients, or have you been at any time overwhelmed by the number of patients coming in?
No, it's actually been rather steady and always in the lower single digits. I think cumulatively we've had just over 70 COVID patients in total, and that's since last April. But again, never has it been, we've had busy times certainly, but never has it been to a point of overwhelming the healthcare system.
Wanda Foster is the chief nursing officer at McDonough District Hospital. MDH administered its first COVID-19 vaccines to employees on Wednesday. Foster says the vaccination she received felt like a regular flu shot and that she is not experiencing any side effects. I also talked this week with Rava Ferris. She's the public information officer at the McDonough and Schuyler County Health Department. Some health experts across the U.S. feared a surge in COVID cases after Thanksgiving, but Ferris says that did not happen locally.
So, yeah, the numbers have stayed the same. We haven't had a surge of cases, a lot of cases after Thanksgiving, but we still have received more positive cases after Thanksgiving. But surprisingly, it wasn't a huge number. So I guess people are really following protocols and guidelines.
And are there protocols and guidelines that you're asking people to follow for the end of the year holidays?
Yes, for winter holidays coming up with Christmas and New Year's, we still are advising people to follow the guidelines by CDC and IDPH. So washing hands, wearing your face mask, and also social distancing. As people do decide to meet for events such as Christmas or New Year, we are recommending that it wouldn't be a lot of people, so small gatherings or even virtual gatherings are recommended.
What's been the biggest challenge for the health department during the pandemic?
I will have to say just making sure that we contact every individual, making sure that we let people know that they have to follow the guidelines of the 14-day quarantine.
Is contact tracing one of the most important elements of your effort to prevent further spread of the coronavirus?
Of course. We have to make sure that we contact everyone, even an initial engagement. Anybody that has been exposed to somebody with COVID-19 is important. So we can follow up and make sure that they are following the right guidelines so it wouldn't further the spread.
Rava Ferris of the McDonough and Schuyler County Health Department says she also sees a light at the end of the tunnel for the pandemic, but she says it will only get better if everybody works together and follows recommendations for limiting the spread of the virus. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-States Public Radio News.